Oh shit, we were on.
You what, mate?
I think we were on that whole time.
With the microphones?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we weren't jokes.
Oh, okay. You got me.
Anyway.
Anyway, how's everyone today?
Welcome to that old thing that we call... Should we, like, open this?
Yeah, if we want to be able to see out, like, seems like it could be useful to be able to look outside.
Yeah, welcome to the Bus Factor.
Le Bus Factor. how are we today?
We should update the count.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen any? I saw one go through during the pre-show.
So do we want to count it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bus.
I'll change that from a 1 to a 0 back to a 1.
Yeah, I told you early. This is your fault.
Well, you don't normally like counting it. Oh, hey, John.
Hey, Mr. Milky Boy.
How much milk has been spilt around John recently?
I don't know. He's an angry milk spilling man, I hear.
Oh, does he spill the milk? Or
I don't know.
Is there just some milk called John that has spilt?
I don't think the milk is called John. I think the man is called John. And he spills milk or gets angry about milk that has
been spilled. Or maybe he just has a lot of spilled milk around him.
Could be either. It's tough to tell.
Have you tweeted?
Yes.
You
kind of
have?
I tweeted like 5 minutes before we went live saying, hey, we're starting at 4:20.
I already said we're starting at 4:20.
Yeah, well, I accidentally did it again. And I did it better.
At least?
Yeah, I put a link in. I told you I did it better.
Do you have the instant replay up somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Let me just get them instant replay boys. Here we are. There's the instant replay boy. Are you looking for a particular bus?
Just looking...
for buses. Okay.
Particular at something. Do you know? Oh, so last week we were at KiwiCon, right?
Yep.
So we're back to our normal location.
The Kiwis, yep. Wrong time, but
yeah,
correct location.
Yeah, sorry, I have a thing.
What's your thing, if you're allowed to say?
I've got a book group. What's so funny about that? It's more like a wine club.
Yeah. To be fair, I hear a lot of book clubs are actually just wine clubs. So
yeah,
it doesn't sound too bad.
Some lady at the soup kitchen, she's in a book club that they go on like an extravagant holiday every year.
With the book club members.
Yeah, like, which I'm like, wow. She's like, been going like 10 years.
10 years?
10 years with one book club.
Is that one book a month? Is that generally
what
they do?
Yeah, I think it's one book a month.
Oh, man.
Roughly what we do, but like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I wish I could. Whoa, look at that boy.
Ultimate New
That's
Zealand.
A big black boy right there. I haven't seen one like him before. What is. Sorry.
It's so trippy looking at this.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I wasn't going to say what is. I was going to say, I wish I could get through a book a month. I used to be able to. I'd do like one a week, easy.
It depends whether I'm into it or not. Mm. Like if I'm into the book, I'll finish that bad boy in like a couple of days.
Yeah. And if you're not, it drags
it
on.
It just drags on. My wife was saying, like, oh, it's taken you like ages. I've got like 3 unfinished books.
Yeah.
One we've like given away to some people that want to read it.
Oh.
Well, I'll finish this. Yeah. I kind of got back into another one. It's interesting. Finding a hidden village in a jungle, like an ancient hidden village.
What's the name
Not
of it?
Not a village. Like the monkey.
Do they eat monkey brains
there? Oh, I think that's our reporter on the street.
What is it?
Behind the bus.
Behind the bus.
Yeah, we might
going
see him walk
that
out,
way.
Going
okay.
that way.
That's an old man that is not the reporter on the street.
If this bus gets out of the way.
Or we just see. The tree is not in the way for me, so. You sure? I don't see any reporter on the street. People have gone and walked past the entire way by now.
Nah. Now the bus is gone. She might be.
There's no one back there.
She was there.
Could she have got on the bus?
She's not going that way.
Well, I mean.
Maybe.
There was no. I mean, she could have gone into a store. That's possible. Or I think you might have just misseen who it was. Because I saw an old man. And then that was it. So
I don't know. I can ask her later.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know. I find for me, books depend mainly on whether, like what I'm doing at work.
Yeah.
I use them to go to sleep. So if I'm like, or like if I, what my hobbies are at the time, like.
Yeah, I find I've got some books in the bedroom, which like like these books that I'm trying to read, if I like read them in the bedroom, wife will come in and I'm like just asleep with a book on my chest. And she's yeah, I'm like, oh.
I don't do that. You know what I do? So I read, and then when I'm tired, I put the fucking book down.
Sometimes I like want to finish it. And
well, then stay awake.
Like, it's just so tiring keeping your eyes open and
then
like
put the book down.
Information and whatnot.
Put the book down.
But the book's enthralling me.
I have literally never, that I know of, fallen asleep with like a book or phone or anything on me. Never. Not once. I don't know. Maybe it's like a thing. You know, some people like, I don't know.
Phone I haven't done because if you like, if you fall asleep with a phone, it drops out of your hand.
You're like, oh, Jesus.
And you wake up. Well, I suppose you fall asleep and you wake up like straight away.
Yeah. To be honest, that does happen occasionally. But not to me, but I know what happens to people. I occasionally drop my stuff, just not while reading.
Yeah.
That's just because I am a droppy boy. Okay, so before we get into the news, with which we have so much this week, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
How many buses do you think are going to go through in
real
life today?
Oh, we have to do that, don't we?
And ABSs.
Well, I'll say that in a bit. Okay. Yeah. Did you log into Twitter?
No, not recently.
Like 17 minutes ago?
Nope.
Someone might have hacked us.
Okay, fair enough.
I reckon...
But to be honest, password 123 was not a great choice, was it? Oh, wait, no, we changed it to password 123, password 123. You remember? Do you remember when we got that email being like, you've been hacked? And we're and we changed the password to original password, concatenated with original password?
I've done that before. Yeah.
Was it a red light, was it?
Was it? Oh, where's the instant replay, mate?
Oh, dude, there we are. Oh.
It might have just been
one at most, and it was a little bit tough to tell.
Yeah. We'll keep it not.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
The machine might have caught it. The machine sometimes catches that.
Yeah, well, the machine is not like pixel perfect, is it? We really need to up it to...
Well, yeah, you've seen it. It's got like that green line.
What it should do, right, is it should do one in every 8 frames... And if it detects a bus, ramp it up to one in every 1 frames. Well, not one in every one, but ramp it up to full speed analysis.
Yeah.
Assuming the light's also red.
I think I have mentioned that.
Yeah. We should definitely like make it like super accurate eventually.
I don't know if they're laughing at us or not.
I don't think so. We've got some viewers in the office. We got a first time viewer in the office, actually.
Yeah, first time viewer. They were like super interested in the machine.
He was like, wait, you guys detect the buses? The machine. You guys detect the buses? And then we explained it, and he was like, that is literally the nerdiest thing I've ever heard of. I think he said something like that.
Yeah, because I was kind of explaining. So the training.
We don't have trains on here. The busing.
The detection has not been like the best recently. So
yeah, for those who are wondering why, see that little green boy? Or the big green boy? The one that used to be a little stringy little tree boy.
Oh yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that tree.
That tree. The AI learned that a bus with sticks in front of it is still a bus, but it did not learn that a bus covered by a green tree was a bus. And now it has finally learned that green tree plus bus equals bus.
So I put in basically the same number of training cases more. And like, it's a bit of a process. You got to like draw bounding boxes around the buses.
Pretty good though. And you said it's been working much better now. Since
I ran it just, when did I do it? Like lunchtime yesterday or something. Something it's like got 44 violations detected.
Yeah, which before we ran this new training data, it was less than
that. I think this fortnight we've got 100 that I'm going to report.
Yeah. But next fortnight it's going to be like 500.
Yeah. Well, 144. Well, maybe like 40 of these.
100 from a fortnight plus 40 from one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the graphs we send to MetLink are going to be real confusing for them.
I don't send graphs for that because I'll wait until it's like more stable.
Because they'll look at it and just be like, what are they measuring? How are they getting this? And then they'll be like, hang on, are they doing this by hand? Is that why it fluctuates so much? Because they have more or less time just been watching buses. You know, they're going to tell people like, never use this company where these guys work because they don't work all day. They don't work all day.
They wouldn't do that. No, because we've got like the videos all have the lines in the...
Oh, they have the... Okay, yeah, yeah.
Some of the videos have the... You know how the red light detection isn't best?
Yeah.
Sometimes it has it where it's like flickering. Flashing between the two and like just one frame happens to detect a bus and detect it's a red at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, man, what are the odds?
Perfect combination. No, you're right. It does seem to be going better with the old new training boy.
Yeah, next Fortnite will be bid.
Yeah, well, because
at the moment the trend is going from 250 the first like a month ago when I reported it. Last Fortnite was 150. This Fortnite is looking to be about 100.
Yeah, and they probably think less, but yeah, less people think. What's really happening is the seasons are changing.
Yeah.
So the AI is like, buses in summer, never heard of them.
Yeah. Metling's probably Metling's probably like Metling's probably like
you didn't guess how many buses. Let's quickly guess. I'm gonna say six two.
We're doing an early show 4:20. Majority of the drivers are gonna be stoned because it was 4:20 when we started.
That's true. Everyone knows if you start a bus ride at 4:20,
if you're stoned, you've got slower. What's the word?
Reflexes.
Reflexes.
Yeah.
So
I like that. If you're stoned, you've got slower. What's the word?
I'm gonna say this bus here might be like the slowest red light runner in the world.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying 6.2. So what do you reckon? 6.2. 6.2. 6.2.
I'm gonna go 9.
9.
9.6.
9.6. I'm gonna write these down because these are big numbers, folks. Though you do tend to beat me, so.
Yeah, pretty much every week.
6.2.
I like how this guy.
And what do you say? 9.6?
9.6.
Okay.
This guy, this Kingston number 7.
Did you get him? Did you get him? Are you going to count him?
Yeah. But like, look at all that space he has in front of him.
Yeah, but that he's might like blocking. Be enough to actually do it, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Like he could have not blocked.
I guess someone ain't much of a king. Oh, wait, was that? Oh, ABS. It was an ABS. Look.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was barely, but it was.
I'll count. ABS
can we, if we could point the camera down slightly, that'd be nice. Not that we shouldn't do it now.
We cannot easily. Okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
You've seen the setup.
Like, yeah, I've seen
I think this is like the best.
Janky. Yeah.
It's oh, you can kind of go down. Should we?
Have a janky. No, not now. Not now. Let's just leave it. Let's do it another
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Don't do it after the show because I want to get results over the weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I don't think there are much in the weekend. Okay, well.
I've got a few recently.
Well, yeah, but much.
It depends whether someone pushes the button.
Yeah. But that happens less in the. Wow, does that happen less in the weekend?
Kind of, but yeah. Some people do.
There's also less buses in the weekend.
It's ironic because when a light goes red in the weekend, it means someone is waiting to cross.
Yeah.
And that's when the bus is running.
But that's what it means now as well.
No, this one's automated, isn't it?
No. It's
is this still not?
Pressed. Yeah. Because right. I remember when we went out for lunch, the light was off. And if the light's off, it's like, I'm not even going to go green unless someone presses me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Though there are a lot of cities that do like fully placebo buttons. In Wellington, a lot of them are not. It's not these times. Shall we move on to some news then? I hear we've got like some interesting news this week. We've got a lot to get through, so not a you. Oh, that doesn't count as an ABS, right? If it's on the white.
Ah, no, that's fine.
Okay, white is right, green is bad, right?
I mean, it's still disconcerting if you are a cyclist, because like if you're a cyclist in the correct place, because the cyclist has to be on those diamonds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
if you're
a
there,
small target, man. I don't think I can do that.
I know, right? I normally don't bother because I normally keep to the left and a car will stop behind and they'll trigger the lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some intersections, the sensor for the cars is over top of the cycle box, which is
really?
Another fucking thing.
We got an ABS user here. Oh, they just went through red lights. Oh, one went through a red light, the other one didn't.
He went onto the footpaths, and that makes it right because he became a pedestrian on wheels.
Interesting choice.
That's not how it worked.
Yeah.
That kind of broke the law.
Breaking the law. I was on Courtney Place the other night, and someone was trying to turn into Courtney Place, and clearly they were not paying much attention or didn't know how to drive or something because they were stopped far enough back that they weren't triggering the sensor.
Yeah.
So after some honking, someone got out of their car, walked to the front of the lights, and knocked on their window and was like, "Dude, you need to go forward to trigger the lights with people behind you." And the guy was, "Oh, okay," and like drove forward slightly.
So I've had a case where I was a cyclist.
Yeah.
And I stopped in the bus lane, the bike box.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the left, because like I like to keep to the left because then when you take off, you don't have to like weirdly cut back over.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of those intersections where the sensor for the cars was there. So I was there for like one cycle. And then I'm like, I might have arrived too late.
Yeah.
So then I waited for another cycle.
Oh, no.
And then, like, it still didn't go. I'm like, oh, Jesus, look behind. And the car's, like, where it should be.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, get off my bike and carry it over to the thing, put it back down, like, kind of jump on it a few times.
Yeah.
Look back and be like, sorry.
Yeah.
But the car would have been like.
Yeah, most people don't realize how the cycle box diamonds work.
Yeah, they would have been like, oh, that's what happened. But then they'll be like, why isn't it picking us up? Like, are we meant to be?
Because
I'm
meant to be, yeah. And you just created an ABS abuser for life who abuses the ABS.
Mm.
His only bike.
I noticed it a lot. Oh, there was a bike on that bus.
That's good. Good to hear. Hey, how are you finding the. Oh, yeah, fucking easy.
Look at it.
More like airport dire if you ride that bus because it's a dire set of.
Oh, not ABS.
Circumstances.
Count. Bus count. Four.
I got 4-2 for that one.
JJ Jolly Jim.
The bottom of Cuba Street doesn't seem to detect bikes at all. That's unfortunate.
Bottom of Cuba.
There are some places that just don't.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah. And you're just like, Well, it's really annoying if you're in a car as well and the detection's broken. I remember being at one set of lights and I waited three cycles and then it was like the middle of the night and it's like, fuck it. Like, what are people going to do?
Yeah.
Can't do fucking anything. It's real annoying though. Hello, bus friends.
Hello. We actually said hello like way ages ago.
We did. Well,
he must not have been listening.
We did. Do we have any bus news though? Should we get some bus news?
I don't think we've actually got any bus news.
We've got so much news. Look at it. It's going to take ages.
You're right. We actually do.
Hey, what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the listed items or the correspondent items?
Let's start with the...
You take a listed item and I'll quickly figure out which of these we want to talk about.
Okay. All of them.
You take it.
Okay, I'll talk about the second listed item. Do you know, up in Auckland, there's like a tunnel that they're building so a train could like go all the way? I think we talked about
it. It's been going
this,
for
right?
what, like 10 years now, that tunnel? Is that one?
This one was like recent, like a company just like came on, like paid like a couple $1 million to get the, like it's a big thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, because I know they've been building tunnels there for ages. I remember I was up there like 10 years ago and I was like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, it's a tunnel builder. Also, before you hold on, you know, Elon Musk's The Boring Company.
Yeah.
Do you know that's actually designed to do boring? As in, that's what it is, the boring company.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that for fucking ages. And then someone was like, no, they build tunnels.
We saw a tunnel getting built in Europe. It was amazing.
The big fucking boring thing.
Yeah. Like, we drove past it, and then the next day we like detoured slightly, so we drove past the same place.
Yeah, no, they're fucking crazy machines, right?
Oh, yeah, look. Crazy.
Yeah. Big old. Yeah. Elon Musk built the boring company to do boring.
Nice.
Honestly, it took me fucking ages to figure that one out.
Tunnel in Auckland, multi-million dollar. I can't actually remember how much. It might have been $1 billion project.
Was it run by IBM?
Can't remember who it was run by. Okay.
Sorry, Paul. Could you say that again?
It's a replay. Oh,
it's pretty close.
Do you want to count it or not?
It's up
count
to you. We could 0.5 it. We do 0.5s. Oh no, you don't like 0.5s. Let's just not count it.
All right.
John Milksball says that Metlink emailed them back. They're going to make more route changes in January, supposedly. Good, I guess.
Yeah. Route changes or timetable changes?
True, though.
Are they changing all the routes back to what they were?
Ugh, it just seems like they fucking should, doesn't it?
Oh, we should get rid of this box.
Also, it's kind of funny. John Milksball's name is the same as our chroma key color. Oh, wait, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's just a transparent window. I forgot about that.
We should... Hey, John Milksball, who do you deal with at Metlink? Is it a guy called Bruce?
Oh, yeah. Do you just send them through to the primary complaint thing, or have you got a special person assigned?
Because
one of the...
I send it through to both.
One of the people here at the Bus Factor has their own liaison dedicated.
Occasionally, the general one replies to me, which they shouldn't, because I think I'm on the list that is like, do not reply to this person.
Yeah.
Oh, go back.
Red. You looking for ABS?
ABS. Does he stop?
He doesn't stop. He keeps going.
I'm going to call it.
Yeah. John Milksball says he's a video effect. Well, they're a video effect. They didn't stop.
I'm going to call it anyway.
Oh, you just want to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers, son.
All right, I'll put it back down.
Damn right you will.
ABS count back to two.
Yeah, it would have been if the light had been red for like a second longer. But we have decided that we shall not.
Oh, well, internet is like not going great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It seems okay on here. Like it's not good. But
yeah, it was going to orange before.
That's bad.
Yeah, so this tunnel.
Yep. Okay.
Company,
wait,
like
the European one or the one in Auckland?
Auckland.
Okay, yeah.
Had like $1 billion contract or whatever. And like the company was doing well, like could basically do this last year, like had good figures and everything.
Yep.
It's bankrupt.
How?
I don't know. We were talking about it at breakfast this morning. You showed up to breakfast.
I was my partner is actually going like on holiday for a few weeks, so I thought I'd spend the morning with her.
I guess that is fair enough.
Yeah, and it's not like a fucking book club. Yeah, I feel like out of the two of them, who's more justified here? Yeah, so John Milksworth says, I eventually started getting replies from actual people, but they're masters of sounding like they're applying but not really addressing the specifics. Yes, I have noticed this one.
Yeah.
They are so good at basically being like, oh, thanks, we've followed that up. And you're like, what have you done?
They're amazing at lip service. I'm just like,
yeah,
it sounds like something's happening.
Yeah, but you're like,
Every time I get a reply, I'm like, yeah, they're doing shit.
So it's happening. It's finally
Nothing happens.
And you're like, what did you actually do? And they're like, oh, we contacted the driver and we talked to them. And that's it? Yeah, that's it. Like, that's not, you didn't do anything then, did you? What did you do? What was the conversation? Oh, well, no, we didn't actually contact the driver. We just,
Yeah, hey, Bob, can you just not do that again?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, you almost killed someone. Could you knock it off? Yeah, okay, I won't get caught again. Won't do it at that intersection.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they are good at it, though. They make you feel special.
They are good. For who they are, I'm surprised they have such good customer support people.
Well, your liaison is literally won awards for being the best customer support person in New Zealand.
I was debating mentioning to him that in the last week, he has not done award worthy.
Oh my gosh, no.
But I did it, I did
that
it.
That was such a dick move. Hey, I just want you to know that this week hasn't seemed particularly award worthy to me. Just letting you know. Because then he'll be like, holy shit, did this guy stalk the shit out of me?
He should know. He's probably done the same to me.
Maybe a little bit, but I feel like he's more justified.
Our reporter on the street looked me up and she was like, you seem legit, but also a bit crazy.
Yeah, when you look you up. Yeah, because you did the month on Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem
month
crazy.
On Bitcoin. I've done a few like technical talks here on YouTube.
Well, I think that's part of the thing is that
I've won awards.
If like, you were maybe, I don't know, it's hard to tell, but if I saw someone lived a month on Bitcoin, I'd be like, crazy. But like maybe a non-tech person wouldn't. Maybe a non-tech person would be like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know you could do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you might seem crazy.
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. He's sped up for it. You'll have to see the instant replay.
I actually turned to look at the replay, but it was very delayed. So orange, red. It was red before you started going through. That was a very easy, easy red. Okay. So the tunnel, they went bankrupt.
Yeah, well, they just went bankrupt.
Well, to be honest, no one catches trains in Auckland, haven't you heard?
Because there's no tunnel to get there.
Did you hear when one of the councillors literally said, like, oh, the trains are empty, no one catches them? And people just started tweeting them every day with pictures of how busy the train stations were. It's like, why do we have a direct route to Wadestown but not Mairangi?
Mairangi.
I got that pretty good. Yeah. What did Mairangi do?
I used to live in Northland.
Yeah.
And I would have to catch the Mairangi back, like, all the time. And I just didn't know where Mairangi was as a kid. And so one day I, like, just went to the end of the line. And I'm like, oh, I don't know this is Mairangi.
Because
it's kind of like the end of... Oh, no, I saw them in the fridge. They were old.
What are they? Oh, chestnuts.
Oh.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, they're nice and warm.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I just spilled a chestnut on the floor. What is this?
It's still good. It's still good.
It's still good. A little bit dusty. Yeah, I don't know. Nuts are... You're getting cold. Have a fresh one. Yeah, no, and nuts are too close to healthy for me. I don't want to risk it. My vitamins and stuff. yeah, the routing is weird. I think one of my problems with the Wellington bus network is the lack of transparency around why decisions are made, how decisions are made, what's happening in the future. It's basically one big black box, and the output of the black box is fuck you, right? And it's like, at least if we could see why they did these things, there might be a little bit more to it, right? Like, oh, they took these things into account when they made these decisions. These are the changes they're making. These are the kind of thing, the reasons that it happened this way. But so far, we've just heard, oh, we'd fucking do it this way 100 times if we did it again. And fuck you, right? Like, that's what it pretty much seems like.
Yeah.
Like, when they came out and said we wouldn't change anything, we'd do it again just like this. I'm like, murder.
So old Brucey, he replied being like, oh, he sent me an email being like, oh, I noticed you've done a bunch of, like, LGMOIAs, the local government ones.
Oh, yeah, okay. Can you do those on FYA.org?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he was like, oh, I noticed you did several. I think I did 3, maybe 4.
That's several.
We will get back to you soon. And I was tempted to reply. Yeah, I did them because I thought I might get a reply sooner. Because you're obligated.
There's a month on those ones though, right?
Yeah.
He's normally responds faster than a month.
Yeah, it feels rude.
I don't know. The other thing is, like, this is a person you're talking to. And it feels like you're a little bit mean to him sometimes. I don't know. Like, it's not my fight.
He didn't reply to last fortnight's Red Light Runners until today.
Which is a fortnight, right?
Yeah.
Plus, on the thing they can
I noted in one of my emails earlier in the week, I was like, I note that because your bus company only holds CCTV for 10 days, you probably won't be able to see these.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh well.
Joe Moxwell says, even the consulting company who designed the network didn't think it would be implemented. That's a pretty poor thing. Though you do get that occasionally. It happens a lot in IT, right?
Yeah.
Where someone designs something and everyone's just like, this shouldn't happen. Like, this shouldn't go ahead. Comment, probably we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And then next year they're just like, oh, no, it's in prod now. And you're like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's going to be there for another 10 years. You made it happen or you've seen it happen? What'd you say?
It happens.
It happens. Yes, yeah. It does happen. I thought you were saying, like, you're to blame for this.
Oh, yeah. It's all me.
It's all you.
So, yeah, there was that news story. Do you want to do...
Oh, wait, what's happening to the trains? What happens now? What happens now?
Oh, I don't know.
They got millions of dollars. Like, who got the money? Where is the money gone? Who's rich from this? Someone's rich.
Read the article.
Okay. Well, that's kind of your job.
Huh? It's part of my job.
Yeah, if you're going to talk on the bus factor, you meant to know what the haps is.
My boss literally said, oh, this is good, worthy bus factor news.
Okay. And you didn't find out about it?
Brief overview. Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll do it if we don't have much news.
Which, we have so much news. But unfortunately,
we have so much news, I did it first.
We've done one third of it. Yeah, we might have to, I don't know if we're going to have enough news to go for a full hour today.
Yeah.
But right. We're actually not doing too bad. We set at 4:20, right? Approximately. Yeah.
Do you want to take over your little tech story, or do you want to do a bus?
We'll do a tech story. So this one, I've been banging this drum for a while. I was going to say banging this drum for a while. You know Rowhammer, right?
That was that thing from like years back or last year.
Was it last year? I think it was last year.
No, we did it on the bus factor. It was last year.
Okay. There's been heaps of variations. This is Rowhammer. This is where if you can trigger bit flips in DRAM, then you get... I'll rephrase that. If you can like kind of twiddle the bits in DRAM in the right order, in the right timing, in the right physical location, you can induce bit flips in adjacent RAM slots. RAM registers, banks, however you call them. We're seeing heaps of stuff where people are basically like, oh, this is a physics bug, so people are exploiting it. You can trigger this from JavaScript on Android.
Yep.
It's a pervasive bug. But one of the things until recently is we're kind of like, well, on ECC RAM, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to do because you have to flip more bits, right? And if you want it to be anything more than a DOS, you have to flip multiple bits in the right place at the right time before they're read and then trigger a read up. It's hard. Someone has come out with a proof of concept that does do that, that shows Rowhammer working on ECC RAM. Now, I don't know if this is enough to trigger like a bit of a panic where it's just like, hey, your RAM is all fucked.
Yep.
Or if it's, I presume it sounds like it's enough to do like more than that. And I presume it's pretty controlled circumstances. My guess would be that this is, you might be able to tell I haven't actually read the paper or the article.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Yeah. My guess would be this is more of a, like a controlled circumstance and stuff. But like I said, I'll believe in Rowhammer. I believe that it exists when I find .givemeroot.sh. Right? Do you know what I mean? Like, until I have .givemeroot, fuck you, I don't give a shit about Rowhammer. I couldn't care less. I don't even give a shit.
I'm surprised it doesn't exist yet, eh?
It's fucked, man. It's like this big bug that's literally unpreventable.
You would make it.
I don't think I said I'd make it.
You said after a while you would.
I should. I wish I knew how to, right? Like, it seems, it's like conceptually simple, but doing the math on all the like all the register banks and everything, and then you have to get your RAM assigned in the right place, which as a process, I don't even know if you can tell where physically in RAM you're assigned.
Yeah.
So it's just one of these things where it'd be tough. How would you do it? How would you do it? Conceptually, you could... Could you start? Oh, okay, so you malloc every piece of RAM on the system, right? You malloc everything, yep. So there's zero free RAM. You can do that as a low privilege process.
Yep.
Then you are like you free enough space for one binary, and that binary is sudo, yep, or su. Those are both set UID binaries. You're guaranteed that at least some of your memory is adjacent to those programs. In fact, if you actually free in chunks, because there's like virtual memory to worry about. I think you could probably coerce it into being like put in adjacently to places you control. Was it an ABS violation?
It might be.
It might be. Have a look. Look out the window.
No, is it the white line?
Oh, damn it.
And we decided earlier that was
white line safe.
Fine.
I think, yeah, you probably could do it, but it seems pretty fucking hard. But I guess that's how I would do it if I wanted to. I'd induce bit flips in sudo. And that's on most systems. And it'd be tough, but maybe you could do it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. Yeah. If it operates mainly in user space, it'd probably be okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's how I'd do it. I don't know how all the other stuff does. Anyway, that's the end of that story. ECC RAM, also vulnerable to Rowhammer. The sky is on fire, and it's falling. Both of those things.
But it's fine, because no one's done anything.
No, give me root.sh yet.
Yeah. So. Which means it's fine.
I mean,
the sky's not falling.
Yes, pretty much.
The
right?
sky is falling like extremely slowly.
Like. Yeah, like someone's like, I think the sky's on fire, guys. Everyone's like, yeah, it looks fine to me. They're like, no, I checked. In this spot, it's on fire. I don't think that's the expression, the sky is on fire, but nonetheless.
Sky is falling, sky and that's falling. What I said. That's what you said. That's what I said. And then you were like, it's on fire.
I'm like, oh, sorry. For some reason, I said fire. Okay, well, let's switch stories. Let's change lines. Oh, I was on a bus the other day and I heard the light switch. Sorry, fucking hell. I heard the thing.
Beep, beep, it's pretty loud. Beep, eh? I've kind of zoned it out. I don't catch buses that often, but
yeah, it was enough that I was like, "Is that the indicator?" And my girlfriend was like, "Yeah, it's what they sound like now." And I was like, "Okay, cool." Now I can say I've heard it. So
yeah, you zone it out pretty quick.
Yeah, I presume the bus drivers do too. It's like quite loud though. Like it seems unnecessarily
super loud.
Like, is it to stop the bus drivers forgetting about it?
I think it is, but now people have just zoned it out, so it's
exactly,
just
yeah.
defeated the whole purpose.
Yeah.
When it like first happened, I was like, why not just make it start beeping after like 30 seconds of being on?
30 seconds is a long time. But yeah, that might be enough.
Yeah,
too.
Like some or length of time.
After it's on for 30 seconds, it shocks the driver. Because then it would be like a Pavlovian response where they don't.
Yeah, but there might be circumstances where you're turning around a real tight corner.
Okay. If it's been on for 30 seconds and you haven't hit the don't shock me please button in that 30 seconds. So if you're turning around a long corner and you realize it's been 30 seconds, it gives you one warning beep.
Yeah.
And then it shocks you. Oh, look at that. That's a red light right there. I'm not actually... Sorry about that. I'm not actually advocating for shocking bus drivers. That seems a little bit mean. Maybe if they go through a red light, but not for anything else. 4.
Oh, you know.
20. 420.
Someone did their own show last week, actually. I should probably listen to the show last week.
Did 420 or talked about 420 on the show last week?
They talked about the 4 of the 20.
Okay, gotcha. Speaking of 420, flight to California, my girlfriend was on this morning.
Yeah.
Guess what the flight number was? Okay, strictly speaking, it was the first leg of the trip to California. 420. Oh, shit. Blaze it.
Blaze it. 420. 420. Oh, shit. Blaze it. Yeah.
You know it's legal in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she going to have some fun there?
I'm presuming her parents don't listen to this podcast, so I'll say she brought up with her parents. They were like, what are you going to do until we get there? And she was like, go to the dispensary. Her mum, not a big fan of that. So, turns out, even if it's legal, don't tell your parents you smoke weed.
If there was an ABS on the other side.
There was a red light as well, by the way.
Oh, was it? When?
Yeah, it was before these guys walked.
Oh. All right, I'll count it up.
Wait, hang on. Am I winning? If I'm losing, I don't want to count it. Damn it, I was winning. Ugh, 6-2, now it's 7-3. Are we about done for today anyway?
Nah, we've got a couple more stories, and that's okay. Another one.
Well, you tell the story then.
Well, what do we have from the street?
You don't want to tell the first story there?
All right, shall I do that one?
Yeah. That was another one. Did you get him?
Yeah, I got him. Yeah. I'll quickly bring up a...
Oh, yeah, wait, while you bring this up, the reason we haven't been using the AI to count is because OBS seems to have... a bug where if you do like Python open this file, it lags the entire video frame buffer for the entire time it takes to read and like do the entire stuff. It's way fucked.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it's way fucked. What are you bringing up, by the way?
I was going to do a Google image search just for our viewers.
Oh my gosh, it takes so long. You're going to do this in the
I don't know why it's taking so long. All right, I won't do it. Okay. I'll remove browser. It's normally a lot quicker. I don't know why it didn't.
Slow internet, maybe.
Well, tell me this. What do you think a stanchion is?
I gotta say, before you first asked me, my answer was, fucked if I know.
Yeah.
Sounds like an English word, but I don't know what it is. Sounds German, doesn't it? Stanchion.
Well, bring up a Google image search of stanchion there.
I already know what it's going to bring up.
Well, bring it up, then describe to our listeners
that's
what a stanchion is.
Oh, wow, look at these. So, it turns out, looking at this, it looks like stanchions, you know those things in airports that have, like, the little, like seatbelt strips on them. That's not the right word for them. The things in airports are used to direct traffic, like direct people.
Yeah, you can also have them in like theaters with the velvet ropes and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So they're kind of like the little poles with the blippy boys attached.
Yeah.
I don't know. A stanchion probably refers to the poles rather than the blippy boys. Yeah. But nonetheless.
If you do a Google image search on stanchion,
you get the poles and the blippies. Yep.
So I don't know if any local bus users have noticed the single decker buses. They used to have like handles that held down, hung from the roof that you could hold on to.
Yep.
So I was on a bus like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
One of those snapped off while I was on the bus.
Oh, I've seen an image of someone. Wait, did you show me the image from this?
Yeah, I think it was me.
Okay, yes. I'll explain it. I was like, I saw an image of something like this where it was like all fucked up and...
Yeah, so I did the responsible thing and told Metlink, who normally do not give a shit about anything I say.
Yeah.
So, like, I tell them about red lights nearly fucking hitting people and, like, show them videos of that.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, well, we've added it to your, like, giant open file, like... I have one file with them, apparently.
Yeah.
The reply back from this, like, very promptly, we have now quarantined the bus involved to get inspected. And, like, the transit, there's, like, a transit manager.
Yeah.
Not, like, transit, transition manager. So, like, because all the buses are new, like there's now a manager in charge of the transition.
Gotcha, making sure that it's...
And they will get back to me about some other questions. Like, I'm like, how often do you check these like dodgy handles that seem to break? And like,
yeah.
And in response, I didn't... Well, I got that
quarantine. Is that a red light? Does that technically count as a red light?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
So I was kind of like, shit, they like quarantined a bus, like... Bus driver nearly
kills a guy. You're responsible for the bus wars in Wellington. That quarantine bus would have served people.
Bus driver nearly kills a person. It's fine. Handle falls. You saw that one where a guy was like walking blindly.
If he doesn't get hit, he's not nearly killed. That's what I say.
I love how the response to that was just like, oh, the pedestrian was in the wrong. I'm like,
he was.
The bus driver was also in the wrong.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right, buddy. You should have seen him a motivational image with the text, two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, Brucey loves me. But anyway, so I was like, wow, they fucking quarantined a bus. Like, they're taking this shit seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. An ABS.
Abs boy. Abs boy.
I hope we get two more ABSs, then we can finish up the show. So anyway, they quarantined the bus, and I'm like, okay, they're doing stuff with it. Fast forward like a week, and I get on a bus, and there's like no handles.
Solved, mate.
All the handles in the entire bus are gone. And so the pole that you then have to grab onto is like a bit over 2 meters tall.
Over 2 meters? Fuck off, it's 2 meters tall.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I'm 1.9.
Yeah.
And I have to reach up like that. So it's about that tall. That much more than 1.9.
Okay. Like I'm trying, because I think I can hold on.
It's not all the buses. Yeah. It's not all the buses.
Okay, yeah.
They've got like a bunch of different models, but the number 7,
John
which
Muswell
I...
says, is it quarantine on the road with passengers on board driving somewhere? I think the difference here is that they have like if they get caught with like faulty handles,
yeah,
they like get in real big trouble, right?
So I mentioned quarantine to my wife, and my wife was just like, did they actually use the word quarantine? So I like bring up the email, I show it to her, and she's like, they quarantined a bus over this?
Yeah, quarantine is like a weird use of the word.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, the bus has a disease of like the broken handles. But yeah, so they basically took these handles out of like a bunch of buses that had these faulty handles.
Well, that's what you wanted, right?
Except now you have to reach like real tall up. Yeah. A lot of people can't reach that.
Yeah.
And like the bus I was on when I first noticed it, they didn't have many vertical poles.
Yeah.
So I sent them another email. I'm like, shit, I just noticed like this particular bus, gave a bus number, has no handles at all. And like, there's only like this many vertical poles on the entire bus.
Yeah.
And they...
Sorry, wait, hang on. Vertical poles?
Yeah. So I said vertical poles.
What are
I got a response back saying, What was it? It was like, we took all the handles out because, like, it's unsafe.
That makes sense.
I'm like, yeah, like, being proactive. And we've decided in the short term that it is safe enough having alternative options like stanchions, seat bar handles, handles, and horizontal bars.
Yeah.
So, like, the horizontal bar on the roof. So they said that was fine. And I was just like, stanchions? I know that word. I looked it up, Google image, just to be sure. Stanchion. This is like the fucking thing in an airport. I'm like, the fuck. So I reply back being like, I'm not sure I've ever seen a stanchion on a bus, like, ever in my life.
That's a dicky way to phrase it. I'd be like, sorry, I'm not quite sure what you mean by stanchion.
Well, it's kind of like, oh yeah, here's one.
It feels rude to say I've never seen a stanchion on a bus, because it feels like one of those things where you're like, what did you mean by stanchion?
Well, the thing was just like, thanks a lot for what?
For ruining all the buses. Oh,
getting all the handles.
Well, you're single-handedly responsible.
I felt real bad.
First of all, you got a bus quarantined, which means that...
really bad.
You quarantined a bus, which means people
I'm
literally
just trying
missed
to
out
do the
trip.
Right thing, right?
And you got all the handles removed, so now people are going to fall over.
So it turns out the stanchion is just the vertical pole.
Yeah.
And instead of just replying with the same terminology I used, he called it a stanchion. And I was just like, oh, I don't know what a stanchion is. Like, are you sure?
Did you say, I don't know what a stanchion is?
I did say I didn't know what a stanchion was.
Okay.
But I also said, I don't think I've ever seen a stanchion on a bus before.
Wait, how can you say both of those things in the same email? I don't know what a stanchion is. I've never seen a stanchion on a bus. One of those says, I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, I knew what a stanchion was. I was like, I'm not sure I've ever seen a stanchion on a bus. A stanchion to me is those things at airports that like divide people up.
Yeah.
And that's what Google Images shows. So I'm like, yeah. There was an ABS with a cyclist in front.
Bastard.
Anyway, back to the story. Back to the story. So he then replies, old Brucey. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say what a stanchion is. He sends me a 48-page document from NZTA.
Did he tell you where in the document?
He did say, like, these
you
two
are making
sections.
Him look bad here.
Well, he could have just explained the technical jargon.
Yeah.
But yeah, he sent me this document and it explained stanchion is vertical pole. I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
I'm a little bit of a stanchion, if you know what I mean.
But it also gave like a bunch of other guidelines, like the horizontal pole must be no more than 1.9 meters from ground level unless there are handles hanging down below that.
Oh, did you throw the book at him?
So,
did you get out a tape measure? Next time you get in a bus, get a tape measure out. Just fuck him up, man.
I was debating getting a tape measure, but I was kind of like, I replied being like, it kind of says here that it's meant to be 1.9 meters, and given my height and the amount I have to reach, I'd say it's roughly like 2.2. So I believe you're not following these requirements that are issued by NZTA.
And he regretted sending you that document.
Did not hear anything back from him. And then I started looking at these buses because I walk around town a bunch.
Yeah.
And I noticed, so the stanchions are also meant to alternate, they're meant to be on every row alternating between the left side and the right side.
Yeah, so kind of like every second in a row.
It describes it. So a passenger can walk from the front to the back while holding a stanchion.
Yeah. I also, a lot of buses have the stop buttons on the stanchions as well.
Yeah.
And it's real annoying if you're on a bus where you're like, fuck, where's the stop button? You're like, I'm going to have to get up for this shit. Like, can you move? Get up. And also, before you carry on, John Milksville says, I demand the white glove service on Metling buses. If they don't unhook the little velvet rope for me off the stanchion, I don't get on board.
Oh, my God.
I know how you feel. And he also says, I did notice that the new Mana buses are quite nice. Nice little physical dinger and good fittings inside. I got to ask, what's a nice little physical dinger? Because I've actually had that description before. I've heard that.
I've never heard of that.
No. Someone said, I'm a little, nice little physical dinger. But I got to ask what it means in the context of buses. And he also says, I can't believe they still talk to you. And I'm with that one.
I also am with that one.
I can't believe they sent you the definition of the stanchion. And you responded with, oh, I just read that document you sent me. You're violating all these parts of it. Anyway, so did you get a response back?
Bring back to the thing. You know how when I said they quarantined it, you were like, oh, they probably have to, because if they get caught with this, then it looks bad on them.
Yeah.
I've now like outlined, so I noticed like a lot of buses, there will be a gap of 3 seats between the stanchions.
Okay.
Which is, I'll just go 3 seats away.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a
I'm
lot.
Holding this.
Yeah.
And then I need to grab the next handle and I'll quickly.
Okay, he's miming grabbing handles right now, and he mimes.
Did you see me jump for that handle?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. So
they think that's safe.
Well, they didn't say they think it's safe.
On a moving bus.
They didn't say they think it's safe on a moving bus.
They said in the short term they believe it's safe.
In combination with the other things.
No, because they have all these things.
For example, seat handles.
Yeah, seat handles, which can fit one hand.
Sure, but... Anyway, what I was going to say was that, okay, imagine this Stuff News article. The Stuff News article comes out. Woman falls over and breaks leg after handle breaks off on Metlink bus. Okay? Versus woman can't grab stanchion that's 2 seats away and falls over, gets hurt. Like, do you see there's a bit of a difference there? One of them is like, holy shit, a handle broke off. They fucked up real bad. The other one is... woman fell when she couldn't reach the next place to put her hand.
I'm actually going to correct you there. They're not called handles, because I read this document.
Okay, what are they called?
They're called grab hangers.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the ones they've been taken out. Oh, you mean, grab
hangers.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The first
hangers. Yeah. Not handles, like hangers. Not like a coat hanger, mind you. Like
like a plane hanger.
Like a plane hanger. That is what they are officially called.
If you
search that, so if you search just hanger, it comes up with hangers.
Yeah.
If you search grab hanger, it will come up with like hangers with like some strips and like some handles on it.
Yeah.
If you search grab hanger bus, it will show the grab hangers.
Yeah.
Like handle. And I'm like, what? Like, why is there like all this like random technical thing?
Yeah, someone says, I literally watched someone fall over and injure themselves on a bus last week, then go yell at the driver. I don't think lack of stanchions is going to make that much difference. That's true.
Yeah.
I think the handle thing is a little bit important, especially like at peak hour time when there's a really small amount of handles to hold on to. But yeah, the stanchions. I think it's a little bit gimmicky to pull them off on it. Though you could go to NZTA and say, hey, I think the bus drivers are violating these codes. Can you elaborate on what the fine is or something? Or like, can you elaborate?
I think NZTA also don't like me.
Why though? You're such a pleasant person.
I complain.
To get emails from. I'm sure whenever anyone at NZTA or Metlink gets an email from Hugh Davenport, they fucking love it. hey, come on, get over here. Bring the whiskey. Come on. Get on this. Come on, everyone. Put it up on the big screen. Okay, let's read it. I'd fucking do that. I would have a big screen and be like, hey, we got another one. Come on, big screen. Let's do it.
Most of them are the greatest.
Most of the emails you send aren't the greatest.
I occasionally am waiting for a bus and like... Yeah. I'll just like send like little comments
being like,
this bus already has like 3 seats between, this bus and this bus and this bus. And I'll just set up a huge reply chain.
Oh my gosh.
Or if the bus doesn't come because it's cancelled for some reason.
I can't believe that is one I actually take. I think that is a bad thing. The stanchion thing, yes, they're violating the rules. But emailing Metlink over a cancelled bus is literally just not even useful. Like if anything, it's making the bus system worse.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I think. Like, I got some feelings about that one. But
they need
okay.
to know. They You're need to know. Oh, no. So I was saying it was cancelled, but it was still showing up on the RTI. And the person on the phone that I called, because I'm like, is there, like, what's happening with the bus? And she was like, oh, it shouldn't show up on the RTI.
Yeah.
The real-time information.
For those not in the know.
And I was like, oh, but it did show on the RTI, so there's something broken. So I was like, I'll let Metlink know.
Yeah, okay.
So I was less complaining about, hey, there was a cancelled bus, because I got on a bus. I was more like, hey, there was a cancelled bus.
And the RTI fucked up.
I believe it's due to a mechanical fault, and that's what happened, but it still showed on the RTI. And their response was just like, oh, it got a mechanical fault after it started its route, so it kept on showing.
Yes, that's a red light runner. Bang. Caught him. Double
which
decker.
I was like... How is that real time if, like...
It's the real time information that comes from before the route started.
Yeah.
Or, like, after... Yeah.
Good job, guys. Good job.
That seems pretty easy to fix as well. Like, if I built the RTI system here, I feel like I'd do a bit of... Like, this feels like the kind of thing that you could get a company to build in 6 months, and it would be exceedingly a lot more robust than the current system.
So,
yep.
One last addition to this.
Okay, because we are about to finish. Oh, before you do, John Milksbo says, they managed to return a returns... Oh, wow. Okay. They managed to refund a transaction on my Snapper card in spite of me not telling them the number, which is just they went and looked me up. So now they know where I live. Yeah, that is a little bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like, kind of weird.
It could have been if you've registered, if you've registered your Snapper card via email. Like, I have a login to log into the Snapper app.
Yeah.
Could be via
So I don't have my Snapper registered. And, like, every time I complain about Snapper, because, like, so if like the bus system shuts down halfway through the trip,
oh yeah, and you get like charged,
you get charged double because like you can't tap off, which is like retarded.
Yeah.
But every time they're like, "Oh, you should register your card in case you lose it," and I'm like, "I have an amount of money on there. I'm happy to lose.
Yeah.
I don't want to register it for this reason. So now they won't know where I am."
Well, to be honest, I think. With you, they'd probably put a bit more.
Snap is a different company.
But I do see what you're saying. John Monsall says there's a nice open source RTI system being used in big cities. I would like to see more open source usage in the world, and this seems like a reasonable thing. That being said, most open source systems I use are poor, and an RTI system seems like one of those systems where usability matters, and open source systems traditionally have piss poor usability.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's been a big push like recent years for like open data in government.
Yeah, open data and RTI is a perfect thing where like open data, make that shit open by default.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Which, yeah, I'm good with that.
The systems that like manage it and that kind of thing, I can see why you might not want to go open source for that. But yes, open data would be real nice. That's a good step.
So what I was going to mention was...
You haven't got much time left, so make it work.
Yeah, so I've complained about cancelled buses showing up on RTI.
Yep.
I've complained about these stanchion things.
List the things you haven't complained about.
I've complained about red light runners.
Yep.
I've complained about... what else have I complained about? I think I mentioned one on the show, like, today.
Almost hitting red lights. I don't know.
I mean,
you've complained about a lot of stuff.
How many files do you think MetLink have about all these complaints that are very independent? Not related at all.
Do you want me to answer? Well, they are related. Do you want me to answer like I don't know the answer?
Yeah, like you don't know.
Okay. I got to say, if you asked me this question before I knew, my answer would probably be, well, given you're asking the question, one, how many should I think there should be? Like, I'd say one per class is probably fine. Yeah. So one for red light.
I would have thought one per class.
Yeah.
Turns out it's one.
Yeah. And what do they all have in common?
Me.
Yeah, definitely.
So they say, like, open ongoing file. They've added all my emails to my open ongoing file. I responded being like, I find it odd that you've only got one file on all these completely independent things. Like, I don't see what red light runners have to do with stanchions.
Do you reckon that's a quote going up on their wall? I don't see what red light runners have to do with stanchions.
But yeah, then I ask what the case number is, and I'll do a OIA for that case. God. And it will be funny to read.
You should also, when you do the OIA, make sure you say the case and any emails associated with it.
Yeah.
Because that way you'll get your own email back. And if what they do is... If at this point they email someone and say, hey, get rid of the stuff of the case, then because they might at this point change what's in the case file. You know what I mean? You want to get all of it. Okay, well, I think we're about done for tonight. We started at 4:20.
OneBusAway.org.
It's been wonderful to OneBusAway.org.
Yeah, have a look at that.
Yeah, it could be interesting. Thank you for the wonderful company tonight, John Milksville. And
oh, we'll have to do that other news next week.
Jolly Jim. Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Were there any good ones?
Let me just go through it. First driverless bus in Edinburgh. No, it's Edinburgh, isn't it? Edinburgh. To Fife. I honestly don't know where fucking Fife is.
I think it's in Ireland.
Scotland?
No, it can't be.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Scotland will run between Fife and Edinburgh. Well, it could be.
Like,
real big
ocean.
Tunnel, mate. Real big tunnel.
Real big. There's a big tunnel between, like, UK and...
France. Driverless bus trial. Okay, as someone I recently heard about driverless buses and they are poor, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I saw one here. Auckland praised for bus network. Wellington, not so much. And then the next one is overcrowded, unreliable buses follow service changes in Auckland's North Shore. And I'm just looking for the sentence in here that says, it's still not as bad as Wellington. you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh my gosh, these buses were overcrowded. This is unreliable. These are overcrowded and unreliable. I'm like, mate, you been to fucking Wellington?
I still love how, like, the Wellington buses are, like, international news. Have you noticed that? Like,
it's like an example of how not to do your fucking
uncanny.
Buses.
Oh, that guy was good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he red, was he?
I don't know how red, but...
Orange. Pretty fucking red, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's red boy. Okay, you win today. You win easily. I was 6-2, and it turns out to be 12-8. So your 9-6 was still a little bit low, but...
Yeah.
I should stop guessing so low. Every day I guess low. I just thought because it was 4:20, maybe it would be less. All right. I think we're about done for today. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.
See ya. Oh, and thanks for our Patreons. And if you want to support us, go to patreon.com/thebusfactor.
We do guarantee that he will make one complaint for every paying Patreon.
Oh, no.
What we do this week?
No.
Every paying Patreon who pays over $5?
No.
$10?
Oh, no, over $5. Over $5, yes.
Over $5. There we are. We guarantee that we will get one. Okay, we're good.
Just any paying one. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, he'll count one stanchion per paying Patreon. Okay. I hope everyone has a good weekend.
See ya.